file and take him in Godfrey!
Well, how do you do? Oh. How are you this morning? So I creaked a little, but I thought of that, I'm all right. Well, I was practice skating again yesterday. I'm going to do that silver skates thing next Monday night in Madison Square Garden with Fritz. And I hadn't skated for 2 weeks, and yesterday Fritz and I went through a routine to do for you in the garden. And I creak a little, like that. I say that I'm all right. Looky what we got. Oh, this lanolin plus. We got him on the hook, huh?
Yes, sir.
Boy, this is something I wanted to get for a client for a long time. They finally nailed him, huh? Mm-hmm. You girls ever tried this? Lanolin plus? Oh, it is the most wonderful stuff you ever bumped into. Are they real? Is this just a gag or are they...
Oh, no. They are a bona fide sponsor, sir. Money and everything.
Gee, and I've been plugging up for years for nothing. I'm telling you, this is the most wonderful stuff you gals ever bumped into in your life. This liquid thing here is a... What do you call it? Cleansing cream, you know? What you do with it is take your makeup off with it, use it as a night cream, and use it as a base for your makeup tomorrow. And you never saw anything in your life like the way this makes your skin feel. Oh, this is marvelous. I got it on. I use it every day. I use it after shaving. And take the doggone makeup off when we use it on Wednesdays. And it leaves your skin so nice and smooth. It's the best stuff in the world. And if you go outdoors a lot like I do, and your skin gets chapped or sunburned, you don't have any discomfort. This is the best stuff. Oh, boy. Did you ever see, what's his name, Pete, you know, the pineapple, the Hawaiian, in The Vagabonds?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the bass player in The Vagabonds? Well, he does a commercial on lanolin for the hair that's the funniest thing you have ever heard in your life. You know the guy they had on the television with the long hair and stuff? Well, Pete's hair is long, you know, longer than yours, way down to here. And he does a funny commercial with that thing that there's a scream, just real. I beg your pardon. I wish you would change this. I don't like that pointing at me like that. Is it a good mic? It sounds good, huh? Well, it certainly is very frightening, you know. I don't like people pointing things at me. Can't you sink it in the desk or hang it down this way or something? Like so? Isn't that charming?
More better like this, huh? Morning, my dear friend. I beg your pardon.
Look, be sure when you get this now, there are a lot of lanolin products on the market. I know that. This one here, Lanolin Plus. See, that's the name of it. Lanolin Plus. It's a liquid cleansing cream. That's the one. What the heck is the matter with me this morning? Well, welcome to the fold, Lanolin Plus. And I want you to meet a gal who can tell you all about it. She's been using it, too. Her name is Jeanette Davis.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I feel pretty good today.
That's good.
You know, I heard you talking about this lanolin. And that's
last night. Lanolin Plus. Now, be sure. There's a lot of lanolins.
Lanolin Plus.
Yeah, Lanolin. Got to make them brain conscious.
And my sister Carol said she ran into you yesterday, and she never thought about his complexion. Looks so nice. She said his cheeks were so red and firm and hard, she just wanted to pinch him. So that
she
must
wanted
be...
to pinch him.
Well, I mean, she said his...
What? Detained the lady.
But no, I mean, she said his skin looks so smooth and like he didn't even have any whiskers.
You know those ads they have for the razors?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, smooth. Well, I don't have any this morning, thank goodness. I'm not kidding you. That stuff is marvelous. You use it.
Yes.
Take your makeup off, huh? Use it as a base.
where it's abed at night.
You use such a little of it, too.
And it disappears into your skin. Your old man won't be sore at you for greasing yourself all up, you know. You just use a little bit of it, and it soon disappears, and oh, boy, it feels good. And your hands, too. You know how this the discovered landlord?
No.
You know the story of that?
No, I don't.
Well, it is from the sheep herders. A sheep herder working out in the woods or in the pastures all year long, you know, with his sheep. Hard-working guy living outdoors. Had hands like a woman. And he couldn't say, what the heck? How come? Well, he found out that by handling the sheep all the time, the sheep wool has lanolin in it, this oil, and his hands were in beautiful shape. And that's how they discovered this stuff. Lanolin comes from sheep's wool and no other place but a sheep. That's the only place you can get it. So they discovered that it was so beneficial to the human skin because it is the nearest thing to the natural oil of the human skin. That's what it is, huh? And these others, oh, boy, it's just marvelous.
Well, as you get older, your skin does dry out, too.
Yes,
you...
I know about that.
No, I didn't mean that. That's true of everybody.
I'm sure you didn't mean.
I didn't at all. I meant it for myself.
I'm sure you didn't mean, dear, but you struck a very soft spot. Would you like to make a little whooping? You would, huh? Well, you better hurry up, because I ain't getting any younger.
Another bride, another Jew, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whooping. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whooping. Picture a little love man down where the road is clean. Picture the same sweet love man. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone her. He doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says he's making whoopee. Not whoopee. He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per. Well, some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay 6 to her. He says, now, judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making poopy.
I asked Archie this morning, we were rehearsing that song, because I have done it before, and you told me how to pronounce it. So I asked Archie, I said, do you say whoopee or whoopee? And, well...
You don't make whoopee. Who can think of going out at night and making whoopee? You make whoopee. You don't make whoopee in public. You make whoopee.
Well, I guess I better not sing that song anymore because I just can't say that word.
You can't make whoopee? You're making whoopee. Well, that's kind of a thing. You told us it.
Whoop, whoop, come here.
Well, come on, say whoopee.
Whoopee.
How do you say whip?
Whip.
Okay, whoopee. Say, wait a minute, say whippy.
Okay, now make it whoopee.
Whoopee.
Right.
Hooray! Happy New Year!
Make it a whoopee. That's a great song. You can have a lot of fun with that thing, but you got to make whoopee. Whoopee. You see, they got a few thousand words about this stuff here. I ain't gonna read it. They got a lot of stuff. Look, you take a tip from me now. I never gave you a bum steer yet. This is the best doggone stuff for your skin you ever had in your life, and I'm not kidding you. You know one of the things that is wonderful about this? I was talking to the guy that owns this company. His name is Young Husband. That's his name. I think his first name is Joe. But his last name is Young Husband. And he's the fellow that owns this outfit. And he tells me that in all of his business experience, and he's had a lot of things in his life in business, that this is the first time that he ever had anything that gave him a great deal of satisfaction other than financial profit. And that is the letters that he gets, unsolicited letters from ladies who are using this stuff, just blessing, asking God's blessing on them for what he has done for their skin. And that's no fool. I've seen some of those letters, too. Women that had a lot of wrinkles around here. Like, you know, and women hate that. They don't like to have that. And they get rid of it with this. And I'm not fooling you, they do. You just take it and rub it in like that, you know, just a little bit. Just keep massaging it, and pretty soon your skin gets so nice, and the wrinkles disappear. Try it yourself and see. The women are writing all kinds of love letters to Mr. Young Husband, who isn't so young, but he's a husband. He's a schoolboy like me. He flies, and he likes to hunt, and he does a lot of things. He's a good guy, and he makes a very fine product called Lanolin Plus. Now, don't get it confused. There are a lot of lanolins on the market. This is Lanolin Plus, liquid cleansing cream, see? I think that, I don't know how much that is. It isn't too expensive, especially since you use just a tiny bit of it. Just a, brother. As usual, look over here, then. See, just a little bitty bit in the palm of your hand. Look, I'll show you how. Look how that, look. Just that little tiny bit. And just keep rubbing it in. Pretty soon it disappears into your skin. This is the CBS Lanolin Network.
And CBS Radio, serving the Midland Empire, this is KOOK Billings. Heating equipment represents a substantial element of cost in most buildings. By using fiberglass insulation, heating costs can be reduced and summer comfort can be increased. Prepare for winter now. Lower your heating costs. Increase your cold weather living comfort. Fiberglass is adaptable to all types of construction. Consult the Mason Lumber Company for details and estimates. That's the Mason Lumber Company, 2123 First Avenue North in Billings.
Sir Godfrey time. Fiberglass is in your home for good. Fiberglass, the only curtains that never need ironing. The draperies with translucent beauty. Home insulation to keep you warm in winter, cool in summer. Dust-stop furnace filters for a clean, dust-free home. Appliance insulation to make your appliances perform better, keep your kitchen more comfortable.
Fiberglass, in your home and in your life for good. Owens Corning Fiberglass presents Arthur Godfrey and Al the Little Godfrey. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Resilient Godfrey.
Thank you. What did you call me?
Resilient, sir.
Oh, resilient, sir.
Yes, that springy approach.
Ain't springy as used to be. I got a very nice Christmas card. Got here late. But it's from a very dear friend of mine from whom I haven't heard for a couple of 3 years. From Gustavo Alfonso.
Well.
You remember Gustavo Alfonso I told you about? The Cuban aviator? Wonderful, wonderful guy. One time during a revolution in Havana, he all by himself from a hotel window at the Nacional in Cuba
saved the lives of the incumbents, is that the way you say it? The president and the folks, by personally, with his own rifle, mowing down 110 insurgents from the window of that hotel. All by himself, he did that. He is a fellow with whom you do not mess. I, therefore, am very happy to say he is a friend of mine. He is a terrific character, really. Wonderful guy. And he's the boss of the airline you use, Aero de Cuba, from Miami to Havana. That's his outfit. He sends me a card that says, Muchas felicidades y los mejores deseos para el año nuevo. You understand?
I get the general meaning, sir.
You get the general meaning, yeah. This is from Gustavo Alfonso y Signora. Gus and his wife, in other words. He's a wonderful guy. One time we went bird shooting with him on a little island to the south of Cuba. And he hunts birds with a rifle, not a shotgun. We were riding in a jeep, and he had his rifle across his knees like this. No, up this way, the gun pointing out here. And a big pheasant got up, a grouse got up and flew across this. And without lifting the gun, he fired like this, and the thing fell dead. Oh, brother. Better than I went and messed with him. Never aimed it at all. Just picked it up and bang, and this thing fell out of the air. A rifle yet. What a guy. Listen, I got something here that I think you folks will enjoy immensely. Here is a letter from Herman Cohn, who is chairman of the board of Cohn Mills Incorporated. And he says to me, in reference to the Epicurean portion of your program, that's when we generally have the picnic, but we use the picnic nowadays after 11:30. I must say, you certainly appear to have everything the most particular picnic I could desire. Refrigerators, stoves, food, cigarettes, toothpaste, and soap. There's only one thing missing, towels. And it just so happens that towels are my department. Therefore, in the spirit of the season, we are forwarding 340 Cohn super spongy guest towels, one for each of your guests, yourself, and your performers, who we presume also eat. You eat, do you not? That is, with the possible exception of Cy Schaefer. He wants to know what happened to the other half of you. Cy used to weigh 200 and something, what was it?
284.
And he's down now to
160-something.
175. Half of him is missing. He says, these cone super spongies are a truly miraculous means to the meticulous end of a miscellaneous meal. Miscellaneous meal. He says, incidentally, Cone Mills also makes denims for overalls, so let us know if you ever plan to serve spaghetti. Speaking of guest towels, this is a cute part. Perhaps you or your listeners will have some idea of how to break down guest resistance to them in the home. Why won't people use guest towels anyway? Why won't they? You put a nice little row of them up beside the sink, what happens? They just hang there and they get dusty. The guests won't use them, and the family isn't allowed to. So what do the guests use? Your damp bath towel. The bath mat. Your old bathrobe. But the guest towels, they never use them. He says, I know a fellow who tried taking everything out of the bathroom except one guest towel. Do you know what happened then? They used the curtains. And if you think this is a problem in your house, in your home, think what it is to a manufacturer. Guest towels are the last thing in the house to ever wear out. Right now, we are toying with the idea of a pre-wrinkled guest towel with a built-in used look. The guests might think the missus is a pretty poor housekeeper, but at least they'll be able to leave the bathroom with a clear conscience. Now, that's pretty good. Where are these towels? You already got them? Well. How about a little expression of appreciation to Mr. Cohn, huh? Thank you. Everybody got one but me. I want to see what it's like. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Now, that's a decent... I'd use a guest towel that big. The trouble with most gas towers is that they're about the size of this. And you pick one up and it's a mess before you even try to dry with it. This is wonderful. That's a nice gas towel, huh? Try it out on your guests and see what happens. I bet you a quarter of the old man uses that, though. Well, very good. I see the Prime Minister Churchill arrived here in New York as scheduled yesterday. As soon as he got in, he immediately took a cab to the home of his old friend, Mr. Bernard Baruch. You see, he had to. The buses are on strike. And incidentally, I was very happy to read in the papers this morning that that bus strike has not upset transportation like they thought it would. That most people are getting around just like they ordinarily do. And I want you to know that the traffic situation in the town is some infinitely much better. I hope to take all the buses and drive them out on Long Island and leave them there.
We have trouble enough as it is. Don't send them out there.
I see the fashion designers are already making plans for next summer. Our Mr. Hank Miles, who loves to pry into these things, discovers that they've just come out with two new bathing suit designs. One is a black Lastec model called Diamond Lil. And from the model of it, it's pretty well named. It'll make any man want to come up and see us sometime. The other one is a nifty little number made out of leopard skin. It's known as the Call of the Wild. That's the one I'm familiar with. I saw one down in Florida last weekend. One of these Call of the Wild bathing suits. The only trouble is who was in it was pretty tame looking. I think that those things ought to suit the personality, you know. This being the fiberglass hour, I want you to meet four very well-insulated guys called the Mariners. You have something that you could do for us, like a sleigh ride?
Yes, indeed.
Tell me they had snow in Long Island yesterday. Last night, 3 inches, they tell me. Is that right? Let's go for a sleigh ride. Play.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Up there, the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
Thank you, boys. Tony, come over here, will you?
Yes, sir.
I have a letter from Mrs. Johnson of Valley Stream, New York, who says we're very interested in your fiberglass insulation, but could you please clear up one point? The insulation that is blown in the walls from the outside of the home, I have heard that in time this material settles. therefore leaving your home partly uninsulated again. Could you give me some information about this? We have a little demonstration that Tony knows all about. If you push that plunger down, you'll see how it compresses the fiberglass insulation. Push it way down, Tony, huh?
That's the limit, sir.
That's the limit, huh? Now, you've noticed that that is compressed. And that it doesn't settle down there is what I want to prove to you now. Will you let go of that thing? See? Mrs. Johnson and the rest of you who might be interested, fiberglass insulation cannot settle. Those fine fibers of glass just naturally fluff up and fill all the hollow spaces between the walls and the ceilings of your home. We don't just say these things about fiberglass home insulation, we guarantee them. There's a certificate of guarantee that goes with you, you see. This is a warranty that's given every fiberglass customer, and it says, fiberglass home insulation made of fine, springy, ageless fibers of glass will not settle under vibration, is not combustible, is unaffected by moisture, and is extremely lightweight and durable. Correct?
Correct, sir. Absolutely.
Correct.
Without question of doubt.
Once more, we'll demonstrate.
Absolutely. There we are. No hangs.
No hangs. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marvin.
Thank you, sir.
So, Ms. Johnson, you and the rest of the folks, go right ahead and call your fiberglass applicator. Stop wasting money on heat that sneaks out of the house and tries to heat the neighborhood. The name of the man is listed in the yellow pages of your phone book.
This is Cook, K-double-O-K in Billings.
That royal pudding tastes so good, and oh, it's so good for you. It's so good for you. Oh, yes, it's so good for you.
It's got new candy kitchen flavors and helps make you husky, too. That's why it's so good for you. Good for you.
Yes, royal pudding reminds you of an old-fashioned candy kitchen. It's as delicious as a chocolate candy bar. Or it's chock full of delicate vanilla flavor like a heaping high ice cream cone. Or the tantalizing goodness of fresh-made butterscotch candy. And, Mom, royal pudding helps kids grow husky, too. Youngsters need food energy for a balanced diet to help them grow strong and husky. So remember, every package of royal pudding contains more food energy than a pint of milk.
It's got new candy kitchen flavors and helps make you husky, too. That's why it's so good for you, good for you.
When you buy royal pudding, stock up on royal gelatin desserts, too. Only royal gelatin desserts taste like fresh, ripe fruit. Royal.
Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey and all the little Godfreys. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Cyclomatic Defrosting Godfrey.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Speaking of the buses, as we were a while ago, reminds me of a very nice letter I got from a Mrs. Frances Graham of Akron, Ohio. Akron, gee, that takes me back. Akron. I used to work for Goodyear out there. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. I was a tire finisher. I don't know what it is. You know the bead? Not the bead, the sidewall. It goes around the side. I used to put that on and the tread and knit them together. I got 18 cents a tire. And it wasn't bad because you could do a tire in about, I think we got it down to about 7 minutes, something like that. It was pretty good money. I was big, fast 16 years old then. Well, anyway, Mrs. Graham sends me this note. Says, since you enjoy the sayings of the small fry, here's one I heard on a city bus. A lady and her son, about 4 or 5 years old, got on the bus, sat down on the seat across from the driver. At the next stop, several more passengers got on and deposited their coins in the fare box, and the bus driver hit that plunger and knocked the coins down. And then it started again and went on to the next stop, and a lot more passengers got on. And this time, the bus driver didn't reach over and hit that thing. The little boy kept eyeing the coins in the top of the fare box, and finally he couldn't stand it anymore, and he yelled to the driver, "Hey, mister, you forgot to flush it." Oh, my. Oh, cute. There's a dentist in Detroit whose name I won't mention because I, in the spirit of friendliness have mentioned the dentist's name of mine and got all kinds of call-downs about it because it seems that they have an unwritten law that you don't advertise. All I wanted to do was tell you who a nice dentist was, so I won't mention any names. This fellow lives in Detroit, and he says, my nephew Bob, who is in the second grade, told me of his experience in school. He says, you know, Uncle Joe, there is a little girl in my class I like very much, and guess what she did during recess? And I said, well, what did she do, Bob? She ran up to me and kissed me. And what did you do, Bob? What could I do? The bell rang. Second grade, huh? Must belong to Julius's generation. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator, presents the lonesomest gal in town, Lou Ann Sims. Just a song title.
I'd like to tell you where I want to sing it, if I may.
Sure.
Can I? Well, my brother, who's over in Korea, Johnny, wrote home and asked Mom if one day this week I would sing one from his gal for him, because that's his favorite song, and they get it over there sometime in the next 10 days.
They get the show? Oh, uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful?
So I told Mom that I'd try and do it for him today.
Well, you go right ahead and do this for your brother John and all of his pals.
Fine.